This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to the show today, and Tony's joining us from the Hartlebury Centre, one of the gas experts there. Hi, Tony, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Jolly good. Tony, can we just find out a little bit about your work, career, path and history for the listeners, please?
I joined British Gas in the 60s. I went through the apprenticeship and I came out with a qualification in the 60s. It was a Sitting Hills qualification for a gas engineer first class.
Wonderful. And after that, Tony?
Well, briefly, what I did following the obtaining the qualification, I worked on installing, servicing, repairing gas appliances. I worked in factories, commercial offices, hospitals. Mm-hmm. I did a domestic. I did the large diameter pipe work, you know, working in the factories and mm-hmm. large meters. So it was a fairly wide experience to start me off.
And then what brought you into teaching?
That's a fairly long story. I worked also on conversion in the 70s. And the conversion was when we changed from town gas or coal gas.
Coal gas as it was over to natural
gas,
yeah.
Into natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And from there I went, I did a course, a supervisory studies. So I actually moved away from the installing and the servicing. And I started supervising. But when you start supervising, you not only got fully qualified engineers, you also have apprentices. So for an example, at Wolverhampton, we had approximately about 80 engineers and 20 to 28 apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to 94, and I think we were moving away from Sitting Hills, mm-hmm. and they were moving into NVQ, modular type qualifications. In other words, you'd do like a meter qualification, a central heating boiler qualification, basically as we do today.
Mm-hmm.
So what they were looking for is somebody alongside his main job. So I did some night classes and I finished up with a D32, which is a training qualification, and a D33, which was an assessing qualification.
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind what I'd said earlier, like our particular depot had roughly about 28 apprentices, so I used to train those, but I couldn't assess.
Okay.
So we used to go to British Gas Training Centre, which was in Bromford, and I used to assess the apprentices from the other depots, so there was no favouritism.
No cheating allowed then.
No cheating allowed, you see. So
yes.
So that's how that sort of developed. But I still stay with British Gas. I was still doing my current job. Well, I was then over a district, which is probably about 60,000 customers, and I was probably responsible for about 28 engineers. We were running a district at that given time.
Because you now do both the younger guys and the mature students in your current position, don't you?
I do, but I think how it developed with the British Gas, as times changed, obviously the qualifications within British Gas changed. So not only were we doing the young apprentices, we were also doing the more mature engineers when mm-hmm. they required additional training. So there again, that was also done at Bromford, our main centre.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
So apart from my current duties, which I was doing then, I was also responsible for training. But it was like more of a part-time basis, I would say.
And you must have enjoyed it to go into the full-time side of it.
Well, I must admit, I did get a great deal of satisfaction from that side of it.
And so when somebody who's marginally over 21 like you and I are,
yes.
comes to you now, there's always this kind of adverse feeling almost that I'm past it, my sell-by date's gone. But that isn't actually true, is it?
I don't feel it is. I just feel I've got an awful lot of experience, which probably current-day apprentices will never, ever go through. And if I can pass that on before I leave the industry, then it's something which I'll get a great deal of satisfaction from.
Great stuff. Now, when students come to you for the first time, you know, clearly they're going to be a little bit nervous anyway because they've been studying at home, for the mature students. What do they do when they get to see you?
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.